Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy weekend, radio family, and welcome back. Ready to engage in another wonderful conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Good people definitely doing some great things in our community. And I am so happy to be joined by three of the loveliest, most beautiful women in our community who is going to share with me, Renee Vaughn, exciting information about an exciting event that is coming to the Piedmont Triad. It is the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. So let's get all the particulars as I say good morning to Tamora Jeffries, Talisa Ward, and Shanice Wilson. Glenn, let me make sure I get the full name. Ladies, good morning. How are you? How's everybody doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, Tamora, you are with the Buy Black Guide. Talisa, you represent the SG Atkins CDC Shared Use Kitchen as its manager. And Shanice, you are with Pretty Southern Soul Food. So we got everything nicely covered. Thank you all so much. I am so excited to hear about and to talk about, particularly, as I just mentioned, the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. So let's get this great conversation underway. Tell us more about the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show and why you feel it's necessary to have it here in the Triad.
Absolutely. So Shanice, I was contacted by a really popular wedding show in the area as my husband and I are caterers. And we were really excited about doing it, but the entry fee was just too high for us. Being that, you know, we are a small Black-owned business and we had just been in business for about a year. Right. And so I just began to start thinking that I had never seen a show like this for people who look like me and people who are in business who look like me.
Exactly.
But I honestly had never done anything like that. So I was on Instagram one evening and I saw Tamora and I thought she might be the person who could help me do this. So I reached out to her and she very quickly said yes, and I'm just so grateful. And so from there it has just grown, and we think it's necessary because it can help people who look like us, people in our community, to expand their businesses, and it's just a fun time for everyone else.
Absolutely. And I love you putting emphasis on this being an event that is for us and about us, especially as number one, we are at that time of year or that season where for those who are thinking about getting together, marrying one another, usually we think of those spring and summer and fall wedding occasions and seasons. But a lot of times, most people think about, you know, the tip, and there's nothing wrong against any traditional wedding. But because, in particular, when I think about how we are a part of a society that represents so many different beautiful and wonderful cultures and cultural backgrounds, there are a lot of people who are not at all familiar with what takes place, particularly at an occasion such as this, and especially for couples of color who are looking to be represented. I mean, well represented, and in a good way. This is pride in a good way.
Yeah,
and being
absolutely
proud of your heritage and being proud of who you are. And I just love the fact that this is something that is being done for the first time right here in the area. So how did the idea about this actually come about, ladies?
So the idea was mine, as I forestated, mm-hmm. we were contacted by a really popular show in the area, a wedding show. And I was just like, we can't do it because the interest fee is too high. And I was so upset because I really wanted to do it. I knew it would be great exposure for us. So, like I said, we just decided to put something on for us by us, and I needed some help. So I reached out to these lovely ladies.
Absolutely.
And the rest is just history in the making.
That's true. And it's about to be history that's going to go down in the history books. And Shanice, I have a feeling that after the inaugural, with this being the very first one, and the great feedback that is about to follow, oh, my dear, I think social media, your emails, everything across the gamut.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's going to blow up. So with that, and speaking of wonderful partnerships, tell me about the partnership with the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation and how that started.
Well, Renee.
Yes, Miss Talisa.
So good for you to have us on this morning.
Thank you.
You know, of course, the history of the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, the Enterprise Center.
Yeah.
You know, we are all about helping and cultivating collaborations with different small businesses. You know, that's what we do at the Business Center.
Right.
It's all about supporting Black businesses and growing that business.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were contacted by Shanice and Tamor, of course we could not say no. I mean,
exactly.
It was literally, you know that. It was like, of course, this is the heart and the heart of what we do at the Enterprise Center. So with that, what better place to have a Black-owned, Black is beautiful bridal show as to write as at the Enterprise Center, because that's what we do.
Absolutely. So and Talisa, not to cut you off, but I wanted to add, when I personally think about the Enterprise Center and having been there, and I think about all of the fantastic and wonderful events that have taken place at the Enterprise Center since mm-hmm. its existence has been at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. The last occasion, of course, was a huge one, and I'm sure you ladies are familiar with the Triad Women's Business Expo that
right.
typically takes place and, of course, is under the tutelage of one Mr. Extraordinaire, as I like to call him, Reginald McCaskill. And so,
absolutely, right?
and Reginald, of course, is a good friend of all of ours.
Yes.
But when I think about wonderful events such as that, and, of course, now with the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show that's making its way, and we'll get into the particulars, Radio Family, about the date, the time, and especially how you can be a part of it. It just makes me really think of how community comes together in supporting one another, and not just with minority businesses, but particularly mm-hmm. with women, and particularly for individuals of color. because there is such this gap when it comes to when we think about business in general and people, especially small business owners, and the struggle that they have to go through just to maintain the business. You know, it's already up and established, but when you have individuals that are meeting the personal needs of community, and especially when it's a need that is sorely lacking or is non-existent, and then all of a sudden you see where you have a business in place that not only helps the business owner to thrive, but equally so, it's helping the community to thrive, and it's keeping businesses in our communities. Because a lot of times, you know, people move away and they go to different areas, and small businesses can lose that support. But here's the perfect and ideal situation where by having the Black is Beautiful bridal show, we're having it right here in the community. And we're inviting the community to come out and support it as much as possible. So let me ask one more question before we go to our first break and only break of the morning. Okay. What is the vision for this event, ladies, going forward?
So the vision going forward is just for it to be almost like a reception, like a grand reception at a wedding. We want you to walk in. We want you to be in awe, but we want you to feel culturally relevant. Like, we want you to say, you know, I found vendors for my upcoming nuptials, but I also felt like I was in an experience that was for me, that it was for me. And I had a good time, and I want to go back.
Exactly.
essentially. So I think the vision is just it's something that we see ourselves doing every year, if not two times a year. And it's just something that we would love to do, not just for businesses, but for the people who are looking for those Black-owned businesses in the wedding industry as well.
Absolutely, and to be supportive of those businesses. And I love this idea, ladies, because, like I said, we probably have individuals listening to us here right now on this very program, the weekend edition of Community Focus on our Odyssey stations. And they may be the couple that is trying to plan one of the most important days or day, the day of their lives. And what a wonderful opportunity to get all the information, all the ways with which to have a beautiful occasion, not go over budget, but at the same time, have something spectacular. Because obviously, as newlyweds, you don't want to be the couple that goes immediately into debt. And, you know, we have to be honest, with an occasion like this, it can get expensive. It just depends on how huge your wedding plans are. But you ladies are definitely in place to help individuals stay within their budget, of course, but also to make it extravagant at the same time. So you take away the financial burden, if you will, when planning occasions such as this. So ladies, I thank you for that. I'm just so excited for it. All of you.
We're excited that you're excited.
Thank you so much. And I'm equally excited. We have a part two to this program, so we're just getting started. So Radio Family, I am always excited to have your company, and definitely loving the company of my sisters, Tamora Jeffries. I also have Talisa Ward and Shanice Wilson Glenn joining me. The Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. Let's go ahead and share the dates and location, ladies, if you don't mind, before we go to break.
Okay, so it's May 7th, Saturday, May 7th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Ms. Talisa, would you mind giving us the address?
Sure. And again, we are at the Enterprise Center, which is located at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, here in the beautiful city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 27107.
Wonderful. That was beautifully done. Thank you so much. And Radio Family, thank you for your great company as well. Indeed, we will return part two, the second half of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll be back after this break. Radio Family, it is more the weekend edition of Community Focus, and every weekend, a chance to wonderfully engage in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. This weekend is no different. sharing information with you about the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show with Tamora Jeffries, Talisa Ward, and Shanice Wilson-Glenn. Join me, Renee Vaughn. And ladies, I just love the fact that the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show is an interactive wedding planning event showcasing Black-owned brands and wedding professionals. And the date is for Saturday, May 7th from noon until 4 p.m. at the beautiful Enterprise Event and Conference Center. And that's 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Now, radio family, I know a lot of you who listen to us are from or near the Winston-Salem area. But I'm sure, ladies, this is open to everyone, no matter where their location is. They are invited to the beautiful Twin City to be a part of this major event. And as we continue in our wonderful conversation, what can guests expect during this exciting show?
So they can expect a fashion show, a variety of vendors from caterers to decor, health and wellness, realtors, mobile bartenders, and event venues. The fashion show will feature gowns from Gavin Christensen, which is a bridal shop in Durham, North Carolina. And we also did not forget about the fellas. We're going to have a man cave.
Wow.
It's going to have some cigars and some businesses that are catered towards them, suits, colognes, cufflinks. It's just going to be a very live experience. We're going to have DJs. We're going to do the Cupid Shuffle.
Love it.
It's going to be a great time. You're going to have so much fun while you're looking for your vendors.
That is so wonderful. And I want to, if I can, ladies, interject a little bit of humor for our fellas, especially for our husbands and our significant others. You know, a lot of times, fellas, I know when your wives and girlfriends want to do some shopping and you have to be the official pocketbook or purse holder. It depends on where you're from and how you reference it. So yes. Ladies, you're going to have to hold your own bags this time, because I love the fact that is absolutely fantastic that the fellas will have something to do. It won't be just sitting around and just waiting patiently.
Right.
As wives and girlfriends, you know, get to enjoy their day. But it's actually going to be a nice day for the fellas as well.
Absolutely.
I love that. Now, how can the community support the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show? What can we do?
So the community can support us. First, word of mouth is everything. Mm-hmm. After you hear about this on the radio, go tell a friend. Go tell someone you know who's getting married. Go tell someone you know who has a business that's in this wedding industry that might want to be in it next year. And then you can go and you can buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the biggest support of all, which will help us, you know, do this again. That is the biggest support that the community can do for us right now.
Absolutely. And ladies, now, Tamora, was that you or was that Shanice?
That was Shanice.
Okay. Tamora and Talisa, anything you care to add to that?
For sure. So interested guests could purchase tickets at buyblackguide.com/bridal show. They can also search on Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. And also we encourage them to like, follow, and share our event page. They can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. Even if you aren't getting married, just share it out, right? The power of social media. So just sharing the information, we definitely appreciate that.
That is fantastic. And Talisa.
Yes. So basically, again, just to reiterate what the young ladies have said, it's all about the power of sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, again, we're on all social media platforms, not only with the Black is Beautiful, but we also, you'll find it on the Enterprise Center social media pages. Right. Also, the Enterprise Center Shared Use Kitchen. So it's all over the platforms. Please, again, share that. And also, the main thing is the space itself.
Right.
It's the Enterprise Conference and Event Center. So, again, 4,700 square feet. It will be filled that day. The mezzanine, every corner of the building will be filled with vendors, mm-hmm. with the bridal fashion show. And so we're looking forward to seeing your face in the place.
There you go. Absolutely. And Talisa, you couldn't be more spot on with that, because when I was thinking about a location, such as the Enterprise Center. And I mentioned earlier a lot of past and great events that have taken place in this one facility. That is a lot of square feet. And I would say to anyone who has never had the opportunity to visit the Enterprise Center, you know, do a dry run, do a drive-by. Just come by and see what the facility looks like, because exactly. I'm sure that you do offer an opportunity for individuals to really just come in and get sort of a tour of the place, so to speak, so that one can mm-hmm. see with their own eyes that, wow. Because, you know, sometimes locations have a tendency, and it may have something to do, I don't know if it's what I'll call peripheral vision, but sometimes when you look at a place only mm-hmm. from the outside and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be way too small, it's not going to accommodate what I need, but then you step exactly. inside, it's totally different. It's mind-blowing. And I will say that was my initial impression when I first had an opportunity to visit the Enterprise Center. I was well impressed with exactly. how wonderfully, oh, you're welcome, and beautifully put together, and how so many wonderful events can take place there, especially mm-hmm. with the upcoming The Black is Beautiful bridal show. And I wanted to add yeah. another thing, ladies, and I wanted to backtrack a little bit. It's something, Shanice, that you mentioned earlier, especially when we were talking about what guests can expect for or from the show, because you mentioned a couple of things that really tie in nicely to, if you will, the marital journey that a lot of couples will take. Obviously preparing for a big day such as a wedding day, but then you prepare for future events. You got to buy a house, or at least you mm-hmm. would like to have a place to live yeah. as a newly married couple. And then perhaps starting a family. And so the fact that you're going to have wonderful vendors that will give them the necessary information on how to plan and prepare. So when it comes time to buying that first home together as a mm-hmm. couple, that's a major decision. When you decide to start a family, that's a major decision. You know, when you start doing couple things together, that's major. Especially if you've been, you know, a single individual for the majority of your life. This is a major change that is about to take place. And it's a lot of uncharted territory for a lot of people who may not know exactly how to go about things. But then when they come to an event such as this, oh my goodness, the educational lesson alone that you will get from all the wonderful vendors that you're going to have in place. Are you still looking for vendors? Let me ask you that question.
Not at this time. We got filled up.
Excellent. Well, you're going to need vendors for next year, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So if vendors looking to be a part next year want to come and see what they can be a part of next year, please come out. But we are looking for sponsors too.
Oh, excellent.
So if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can reach out to us, if any of us. You can go on the buyblackguy.com, and there is a form there for sponsorship. We would love more sponsors.
Wonderful. What are some, ladies, if you can, perhaps commonly asked questions that come from individuals who are preparing for occasions such as this? You know, outside of the obvious, you know, the cost and the expense and things of that nature. But what perhaps are some other questions that newly engaged, soon to be married couples may ask you?
I'm trying to think back to when I was newly engaged and some of the questions
I've
Do
you mind asked. Sharing?
I guess one of the biggest questions as it pertains to the actual wedding day was how much is everything going to cost?
Right.
Because it's the biggest party you'll put on in your life. And I needed to know, like, how much is the venue going to cost? How much is catering going to cost? Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I had never stepped into anything like that before.
Exactly.
So I guess the biggest question that a lot of couples will have is, how much is everything going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then another question, well, not a question that I had when I was engaged, but something that I learned along the way, was that there is so much to a wedding day.
Yeah.
There are a lot of factors. There are a lot of moving parts. There are a lot of things that you forget, like your cake cutters
mm-hmm.
on your wedding day. So I think we'll answer a lot of those questions at this event.
Excellent. Excellent.
And also, if I may interject,
absolutely,
there's also the fact that we're having so many different types of vendors to mm-hmm. cover all of those questions.
Absolutely.
Be it your catering. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have the opportunity of tasting mm-hmm. the different types of food.
Wow.
You're going to have the opportunity to try out, look at the different gowns, be able to touch, feel, you know, mm-hmm. so all of that will be encased in that entire room. So you will have the experience
mm-hmm.
and that will help you answer a lot of those questions
right.
when you come through the door.
I think that's excellent because I was thinking too, ladies, and this just popped into my head. I think about venues because a lot of couples, I think that perhaps another big question is, well, do we have this in an indoor facility or an outdoor type setting? Because obviously weddings take place year round. I mm-hmm. think, ladies, you may discover or come to find that maybe there's a percentage, and we won't get into the particulars of numbers, but just for the sake of our conversation, obviously you have a lot of people who like to get married in warmer temperatures like spring and summer that are forthcoming, that is, if the weather will ever cooperate, because North Carolina has four seasons in about a course of 2 hours. We'll go from 40s one day to like 80s the next, and it just flips and switches
crazy.
Back and forth. So yeah, it can get a little bit crazy. But that's what makes me, you know, think about, you know, what do we do as far as the venue? Where are we going to have the location? And particularly when you want to try to accommodate as many people, in addition to, of course, your own family, you want to invite your friends and others to be a part of a very special day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, I'm very partial. So
yes.
We've had many weddings and receptions over at the Enterprise Center.
Right, right.
So you know I'm going to push that, of course. So,
yes.
I mean, we are capable of handling that. We've mm-hmm. had, like I said, beginning the wedding itself, and then we moved straight into the other room, which was set up and ready to go, which is a
nice.
One-stop shop
yeah.
for the reception. So
absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, too, mm-hmm. I would say too, Tamora, Talisa, and Shanice, of course, obviously, you want to get the ideal photographer, a person
yeah.
who is, of course, going to capture the moments, not just on camera, but on film. You know, we're speaking of social media. We're in the age of technology where,
yeah.
you know, everything can get yeah. recorded. So it's more than just the still shots. It's mm-hmm. the videos. And, of course,
yeah.
it's the joy of sharing this event, even with those who may not have the opportunity to be there in person.
Mm-hmm.
We can send pictures to family members who may not be able to attend. We can send
yeah.
video. And it just makes me think of wanting to have the very best for a beautiful day such as that.
Right.
Did you ladies actually hear about there was a couple out in California where mm-hmm. the bride-to-be, and I believe they're married now, but at the time when they were planning for their wedding, they were able to do it with a $500 or less
oh,
budget.
Yes.
I was just impressed by that.
That's
because they said,
right,
exactly, mine too, ladies. Because I was thinking, and they're from the state of California, but the story that I observed says the typical wedding can run into the thousands if
mm-hmm.
one's
yeah.
not careful when it comes to planning. And just in the state of California alone where they live, it's
yeah.
even $10,000 in addition to
mm-hmm.
the
right.
typical price range. And then the fact that the young lady also says she got her wedding dress for $47.
Yes. Yes.
I was like,
oh my God.
And that made me think of you ladies immediately. I said, what a wonderful way to jumpstart your lives by not trying to go into debt.
Yeah, because I think it's important to get creative.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you don't have to keep up with the Joneses. It's your special day.
Exactly.
You make it as special as you want it to be. I know their location, they did it off the highway.
Right.
she had the guests pay for their own food.
Exactly.
Right? The people that were there, they were there to support. So
Very
I think it's all about being creative and making sure you're keeping your wants in perspective when it comes to your wedding and not, you know, necessarily the wants of everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think another important thing that I see a lot from brides as a caterer is they come in and they're very stressed out about this person's diet,
right.
that person,
mm-hmm.
what they want, and my mom doesn't eat this. And I'm like, hey, this is your day. You do what you want to do. And you don't break the bank, you know, because
exactly.
of other people. You do what
right.
you need to do for you.
Right.
So I think that was wonderful.
I thought it was too. And I'm just, again, excited. And let me welcome those of you just joining us, the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations. Let me tell you, radio family, it's just as much a treat for me as the host of this program to not only have your company, but of course the company of wonderful members of our Community Focus family. And I definitely have that this weekend in Tamora Jeffries, to Lisa Ward, and Shanice Wilson-Glenn. We have been discussing and having so much joy in the process, talking about the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. Now, again, the date is for Saturday, May 7th, noon until 4 p.m. at the beautiful Enterprise Event and Conference Center, which is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. As a recap, ladies. But yes, when thinking about occasions such as this and all the wonderful information that can be shared, and not just necessarily for the couples that are going to be there, but it's great information for other members of the family to learn and to see, like you said, how creative two people can become when planning one of the most important events of their lifetime.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
We have a variety of vendors that are going to be offering all types of giveaways for the guests.
Yes.
So we definitely welcome the whole entire bridal party to come out.
Excellent.
There'll be mimosas happening.
Yes.
And mocktails. So it'll definitely be a good time to grab your friends and come on out. And
That's
the first 100 people will get a swag bag as well.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And again, radio family, for those of you who may just have joined us and did not hear these beautiful ladies mention it earlier, there is going to be something for the gentlemen as well. So, fellas,
yes.
we want to reemphasize that you are equally a part of this special
Absolutely.
Event. So please come and support your fiancés, your wives-to-be, and just have a wonderful time, too, because you're going to have your own separate man cave. You're going to be able to do what fellas do. I don't know what that is because I'm not a fella, but I'm just saying it will be nice to be able, especially for such a wonderful event such as this, for there to be something for the gentlemen as well. And I love you ladies for really thinking about them. And making sure that they don't get left out, because it's just an important day for the guy as it is
Absolutely.
For the girl.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Are there any? Oh, absolutely. Are there any closing comments or thoughts that the three of you, anything that I didn't mention that you would like to bring to the table here in our great conversation today?
Yes, Renee, now I will be remiss. Now, you know I will be.
Yes.
Remiss to not to mention two amazing,
Absolute.
Wonderful ladies.
Look what you
and
did
you,
there. I
you
love
are,
you.
Know, you. But not only our partners here sitting here with us, but
right.
two amazing other women that has given us the opportunity to host the event
yes.
at the Enterprise Center Conference and Event Center. And that is Mrs. Carol Davis, which
Absolutely.
Is the Executive Director of the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation and the Enterprise Center. And Mrs. Patricia DeGraffen-Reed,
yes.
which is the Event Manager of the Enterprise Center Conference and Event Center. So
Thank you
those two ladies right yeah. there, I'm telling you, we are so grateful
Absolutely.
That they opened the doors. And, of
yes.
course, it wouldn't have been any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so thank you again to Ms. Davis and Ms. Grafford Reed.
And thank you to Lisa, because I can say without a doubt, I would have been in big trouble if I didn't mention Patricia and Carol. So thank you. You saved my skin on that one. But I will say this. Between the five of you sisters, you are just phenomenal. Just thank you for bringing something.
Thank you. You're
so welcome. Something like this that has truly been needed for our communities. And particularly as we are seeing more and more people who are in that position of wanting to spend the rest of their lives together, here's a wonderful way with which they can get all the information that they need, and not just on wedding plans, but really on how to prepare for future events as a newly married couple, or just couples in general. Because you obviously, we're not excluding those who are already married. Everybody's right. Welcome, but this is really, again, a beautiful occasion for those that are in the planning stages of getting married. Here's a wonderful event such as the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. And thank you, ladies, so much for bringing it here. And I am just so happy for you. I am proud of you. And I tell you, absolutely, as we bring this great conversation to a close, I am looking forward to hearing really wonderful things going forward.
Aww.
And that's beyond what takes place on Saturday, May 7th. So, you know, ladies, with me and this public affairs show, I never like to say goodbye. I just don't believe it. I just say until next time. So I am looking forward to having you back on the show. The door is always open. And whether it's to talk about bridal shows or to talk about the Buy Black Guide or the SG Atkins CDC Shared Use Kitchen or anything, Pretty Southern Soul Food, you ladies just reach out to me. And
awesome.
I look
Thank
forward
so
to
much.
Absolutely. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep up the great work. And I look forward to that next time we all can get together and have a little girl talk.
Likewise.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank you, Radio Family. It is always a joy to be able to talk to you and to hear from you, and especially to share wonderful things that are taking place in our community, such as the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show, again, Saturday, May 7th. Please mark your calendar. Support this phenomenal event. It'll be from noon to 4 p.m. Again, the Enterprise Event and Conference Center at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. Joining me today, Tamora Jeffries, Talisa Ward, and Shanice Wilson-Glenn. Ladies, no goodbyes. Just until next time.
Awesome. See you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Radio Family, for the wonderful things that you are doing in our communities as well. Please keep up the good work. Please stay safe. And do enjoy the rest of this wonderful weekend. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus on our Odyssey stations. Take care. Stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.